You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Basketball Wives After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Basketball Wives After Show.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Oh, man. We're already moving and grooving right now. Already a good time. Let me tell you something. Being is for doing, and we are here doing another after show on AfterBuzzTV.com. This is a little extra special. Obviously, Basketball Wives is a huge show on VH1, but, you know, the beautiful Gloria Govan is hanging out with us, and we've already had a great conversation with her. I mean, this is like,
we've seen on the iPhone
her children. We know the whole black and Mexican situation.
Saying that Latinas, the best, like, yeah, most fabulous women in the world.
That's undeniable.
The world should understand why she's so amazing.
From what I see, Gloria and Spicy Mari, no one could question that.
She's a Blaxican, y'all.
Very excited to talk to Gloria. Of course, my name is Ronnie Jr., and we'll go down our little panel here. We have Erica Renee Davis.
Erica Renee Davis. Don't forget the Renee.
Well, yeah.
You can't forget it. It doesn't matter.
Can I give you a round of applause for like doing so much hard work and putting this show together?
I know, and that green is fabulous on you.
Erica, we don't always have an AfterBuzz live stream at 11,
I want to.
And you actually had an interview with Gloria prior, right?
Yeah, I actually met Gloria on the set of Shoes TV, and so she let us into her closet, which, by the way, guys, is fabulous. The best shoes ever. Like,
coming for you, girl.
So freaking fly from her shoes to her jeans. I know where she lives. So.
Okay.
So amazing. So we have to have Gloria
come in to AfterBuzz.
You know, let us know what really makes her as fabulous as she is.
Oh, right on.
Gotcha. And as I already somewhat said, AfterBuzz superstar here, Spicy Maricela.
What's up,
representing
y'all?
The
gonna keep this episode nice.
The black and Mexican situation.
The Blaxicans.
It's looking
It's spicy. Y'all got two Blaxicans.
I'm loving it. Gloria, let me ask you right away, like, your first impression of AfterBuzz. Obviously, you know what Maria is doing with this great project, Dancing with the Stars. And AfterBuzz, what is your initial, because have you heard about us before, or is this kind of a new thing for you?
So this is kind of a new thing for me. And when I walked in, I was like, oh, snap. I was like, look at them.
We work harder out here. Yeah.
No, I do. And I was just, I mean, you know, I was asking you questions, you know, about like how you guys got started and stuff. But I'm excited. I'm glad that people are finally trying to take reality stars and dive into what it's really, you know what I mean? What it's really about.
Right.
Because, you know, people don't really understand.
And we cover over 40 shows, so it's not just reality television. It's also scripted shows. Mm-hmm. And it's really a platform for people to, you know, there's a lot of super fans who watch television.
And
they want
to
talk.
Just to give them an avenue to that. That's awesome.
They want to get into the dirt, what's really going on, meat in your
life. A lot of people do want to talk about the Basketball Wives show. So hence, that's why you're here. I do have one question for you before we get started with everything. You know, real quick. Maria's doing Dancing with the Stars.
Exactly.
We have not seen a housewife at all do Dancing
with
the Stars.
Could you be the first one?
I would love to. I think I can dance. Kind of like I think I can sing.
Yeah.
You can
dance.
I really can't.
Can you really dance, though?
She got that Latin blood in her.
I don't know,
Gloria.
Can you dance?
People will want to watch.
Money's on Gloria.
They'll watch, so.
Thanks. No, I would love to. Honestly, if the opportunity was there, I would definitely not pass it up. I'll try to do it.
There we go. We got a lot of blood. I'm sort of setting up something right there.
Yeah, I'll set you guys up a little bit.
We know ABC is watching right this second.
That's right.
Mari, break down exactly how everyone could get a hold of us if they want to do a live interaction as far as our Twitter handle and our phone number.
So we would love it if you guys followed us on Twitter at AfterBuzzTV. You can also log on, watch us on AfterBuzzTV.com. And then also call us right now at 424-256-1729. 9.
All right.
And definitely get involved with this conversation and talk to Gloria live.
Yeah, we've already had a good conversation. What do we got planned for today, Renee? Erica, Renee. I'm trying to memorize all your names.
Renee. I told you not to forget the Renee, and you didn't, so I can't hold that against you. Got to say, though, side note, Gloria, I would love to see you on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, so thanks, babe.
Just want to put that out
Watch
there.
Watch out now.
So today's episode, we're gonna do a little tweet talk segment where we're going to go down Gloria's tweets.
Oh,
and yeah. That's going to be really exciting.
Juicy.
And then we're going to do the Gloria behind the life of a basketball wife.
Okay.
So we're going to do a little bit of the drama, a little bit of the dirt, but more of the real Gloria, what makes Gloria so special. And then we have a little photo gallery. We have some photos that we pulled, and you have no idea.
I really
do. No idea.
Don't.
We found that one of you picking your nose, girl. That was
like,
it doesn't exist. I've only seen fabulous photos of you.
Oh, please. There's this one where I look like Big Bird, because I was like, I just had the babies, and of course, I'm special, so I put on a yellow dress and like posed on red carpet. I'm a mess. I was like, what?
You can't believe you're not fat. You were pregnant.
Exactly. People don't care. They're like, dang, Big Bird. I'm like, that's scandalous. Oh, I do kind of look like Big Bird.
let's go right into it. So people online, I mean, it's tough because you go on a show like Basketball Wives, and I feel like you do a lot outside of the show. Mm-hmm. But man, these fans, they give you that hateration sometimes. What is this about? I don't even know what that, you know what I mean? Like, how does that go?
Honestly, I just say haters are just confused fans. And, you know, because, I mean, obviously they like you because they want to follow you.
Yeah.
You know, they want to respond to you. They want to find out where you're at, watch your show.
Taking the time.
It takes energy to go, like, really hate someone.
It is. It's a lot. You know, and a lot of people, not a lot, but, you know, I've had people who just start Twitter pages just to, you know, hate. And you're like, you know how much time that is? You got to create an email address.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
There's blogs about you.
So it's just kind of like, you know, I always say haters are just confused fans. You know, they love to hate you, and I'll take it. You know, it's just kind of, if you want to drive my ratings and spend that much time on me, then do you. You know, that's fine. I'm not going to do it, but okay.
Any press is good press. So
there you go.
But does it ever, like, get to you? Like, do you ever feel like,
absolutely.
It has to. You're a natural human being.
Yeah,
I mean, even if you got, you know, you're married and the kids are beautiful and everything, that's a natural thing for people to come at you. You gotta be a little cute. Kids too, we saw on her iPhone. She showed us the whole gallery. It was nice.
I was like, check this out.
It
does, you know, it obviously gets to me. I have tough skin. You know, I was just telling someone, you know, I'm not an emotional person off bat, but like, yeah, when you spend the time on Twitter and you see 8 out of 10 people, you know, are talking mess, you're like, you know, you're just like, oh, I wish I could meet you.
In a dark alley, middle of the night.
Oh my gosh. Does it ever, like, does it hurt your feelings? And maybe you, like, go and share it, and you're like, I can't believe this person said this about me. Like, how do you handle that?
I used to. I mean, it didn't, like, ever hurt my feelings to the point where I was, like, you know, ball up and, like, cry. But I would just avoid, Twitter for a minute. You know what I mean? Like, even recently, I've been off Twitter. I've said a few things, and then I've left it alone. Whereas normally, I'm on there, like, a couple times a day.
Yeah, you've been calling out your haters.
Yeah, because I'm just, you know, because it's
the
irritating.
Rebirth of Gloria, right?
It's just irritating after a while because you're like, listen, please find something else to do.
How many people have you had to block?
I probably have only blocked like a dozen people.
That's not bad.
Because I can take it. And what I realized is someone told me is that you have X amount of followers, 100,000 followers, you know, and you only really 10 of them are commenting on your timeline.
That's a good point.
So you kind of have to do the math and be like, okay, I'll take the 10 out of the 100,000. You know what I mean? Because really, that's not really a big percentage. But it just sucks because they're on your timeline and you got to scroll.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And sometimes you can't delete the tweets.
It's out there.
That's it.
So, you know, I mean, you know, there are some tips that people have given me to help, you know what I mean, kind of realize that it's not the end of the world because 4 people have sent you 16, you know, it's just one person sending you over and over. So I try to look at it that way. But yeah, it gets to me.
And you can't take it personal because it's not you. They don't even know
you. They don't know you.
Oh, gotcha. If they met you in person, it would be a whole different story.
This is
exactly.
Edited footage.
It is. I was like, listen, at the reunion, because people were going bananas in the audience. I was like, listen, y'all need to realize that they film us for thousands of hours for 4 months. And you guys see that 1 hour once a week.
Yep.
you can't judge somebody off of that. Yeah. You know what I mean? And really, it's only like 15 minutes because there are six girls, you know? Right. So I'm like, oh, you guys have to just step out the box a little bit.
Was it like you thought it was, you know, having the cameras on you 24/7? Was it like you assumed it would be when you initially started the process? And then also going from Miami to LA, there was what was the difference in time between shooting one show onto the next?
Shooting Miami and LA was like 6 months.
It was only 6 months.
Yeah.
Time. Okay.
Believe it or not, we shoot two seasons in 1 year.
Oh, okay. Oh,
wow. Yeah. Okay. So it's not.
So VH1 is getting those checks in.
You don't have time to pop a squat. You can't do
nothing.
Anything.
No, exactly. So we do. We probably only have, like, we finish filming at the end of September and we start next month and we're going to shoot until summer. Nice. And then we'll have summer off. But during summer, we're promoting and that kind of stuff. Right. So, and they're not in our face 24/7. Well, they'll give us time. Time frames. It's not like they put cameras on in our house or anything. Like, thank God. but no, it's definitely. It's not really what I thought it would be. You know, I kind of figured it would be like a real world, and they were like,
"Oh yeah,
right." That's what everybody thinks.
In your face, brushing your teeth. But it's cool.
Is it better or worse than you thought it would be?
It's better because you kind of have, you know, they work with you. You know, what I mean, you have kids, and I'm like, my kids do 1,000 things. They do more stuff than I do. You know, so they understand that, and they'll work with you. It's not like, you know, they're gonna. It's definitely an adjustment, you know. But after a while, the cameras disappear. You know, honestly, like
by the way you react,
you forget that they're there.
Yeah, you forget that they're there, and you really, that's when the real you start to come out. Because you know, like here, when you forget that, you know, we just have a conversation, and then you just start saying whatever, you know.
Right. Which
really
she already has done.
Know,
yeah,
you know what I mean. So it's just kind of like after a while, well, you forget
going,
that they're
going
there.
Into the next season. Will you have a little more creative control, or at some point, do you get a more creative control in the sense that I want it to be about my kids, or I want it to be about my, you know, my business ventures. Will you get that, or is this, well, does VH1 more control that for this particular show?
They control, so you can create your own storyline as much as you want to, you know, so because it is your life.
What does that mean?
If you want something featured
exactly
in particular.
Featured, okay. Or like, you know, I have a lot of stuff going on outside of Basketball Wives, like you mentioned earlier, but, and I can tell them, this is what I'm doing. You know, I have this, or these dates are set. This is what I got going on.
Awesome.
Choose to follow, you know, you can follow if you want to. So if they follow it, great. But that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to show up in the show.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you kind of, you live your life, you know, but you don't ever really know what's going to show up.
And you
up.
Have no say in the episode
we
that's going to air.
We don't have any say. I know.
That's
got to
be rough.
It's really tough.
Because then you see it and you're like,
yes.
That's not how it happened.
Yeah, I know. It's really...
is it the case, Gloria, that I guess when you're doing the more low-key, like let's say you're doing charity functions or you're doing something that's really... not interesting that it doesn't.
But it is interesting.
Everything is juicy.
I mean, but it, you know, it's interesting. It's,
right.
It's probably like really legitimate.
To the viewers, not so much.
It gets edited out. Like, have you found that happens
a lot to you? Absolutely. We did.
Sucks.
We did, like, we focused a lot on Matt's charity, you know, Athletes versus Cancer. And we did like this whole, I mean, it was a huge thing because we do this 3-day golf tournament, right? So they're following us around and we're like, you know, me and Matt are high-fiving each other. We're like, yeah, it's going to show up. Girls on like, eight seconds. I was like,
it was like a VH1 exclusive.
Yeah.
Like
VH1.com, like,
you know.
Right.
Not even the real website, but like the blog or something. We would have
like,
given you more love than that. I mean,
see, you got to let AfterBuzz know when you have stuff like that.
I know,
we'll
right?
Get, stream it. It'll
right.
be live.
We'll give you more
right
juice
there.
Than that.
I was like, we were both like, we just started laughing. We were like, no, they didn't just play us like that. So, I mean, you know, a lot of stuff that we think is going to be like an episode ends up being like 10 seconds. And we're like, okay.
Yeah.
I'm sure they filmed this for like 6 hours, but 10 seconds, is that that's what they want to give us? That's cool.
So do you get to go back to watch these particular episodes, or are you just kind of beyond it in the sense that you got a lot going on? Is it tough? I mean, obviously you said it was tough to watch. So
it's tough to watch myself too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I hate the way I sound. And then I'm like, did I really look like that? I need to do it. You know, so I start to really dive into, and then I can't be myself because I know I've already seen myself, you know, on TV, and I know what I look like. I know what I don't like. So I try not to do it. Then I just get in my own head.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
No, we do after shows for the real world, and some of the real world cast members, they come down here and they say the same thing. The worst thing about doing these shows is self-editing. So I guess it is kind of good that you're not watching. I mean,
because we're our biggest critics.
Of
we're
going to
be the hardest on ourselves.
Of course,
exactly.
Always.
You're harder on yourself than your fans, probably.
I do. It's funny because then when I do see myself, I go on Twitter and I find myself relating with my haters. I'm like, I know I do have a double chin. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like,
no! Can't help it.
Did you guys hear this skinny girl just said she had a double chin?
You cannot. No, I
so
do
funny.
The same.
There's no double chin.
And nobody can tell you anything. You're like, I need to lose 10 pounds.
I know. And, you know, camera is not, I'm not like, it's not friendly. It's just not friendly. So, yeah, I'll go on there and I'll start to just get into my own head. So I don't watch the show.
What about your personal life? So when you're going out and you're stepping out now, are you getting your makeup done before you go to the mall or?
Like everyday stuff? No, I wish. Like I normally do my own. And I honestly started to do my own for red carpet stuff too.
Oh, believe that's it or awesome. Not. Maria Menounos does the exact same thing.
Really? Yeah, because it's too much. Out here, they want to charge you $1,000 in your toe.
Yeah.
You know, and you're like, well, wait.
I've been doing my own makeup since I was 15 years old. I don't need you.
So I started paying attention when people started to do my makeup. I was like, okay, what brush are you using? Where'd you get that at?
Right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I started taking notes. But yeah, no, for everyday stuff, I was getting my makeup done though for one red carpet next to me at this. This lady was like, oh, she was talking to a lady, she's doing her makeup. And she's like, where are you going? She's like, oh, I'm going to Pilates. And I was like,
she was getting her makeup done before Pilates.
Oh, she was putting her look together.
Yeah, you never know when paparazzi's gonna get a shot.
She was like, I never know when. I was like, girl. I was like,
I mean, the Kardashians have smoky eyes wherever they go.
That's a good point. To go to sleep.
They do have smoky eyes when
they're in bed. Yes, they're in bed, but smoky eyes.
So, but no, I try to be as chill.
So you're keeping it real.
Yeah.
I do.
I'm excited to see what's gonna happen in the next season as far as what they will show of you. And we were all talking before we even started shooting this show here today how we kind of like reality shows where it's not just about the cat fighting and the pulling hair.
For sure.
I was telling Gloria before, like, I liked the making the band aspect, those days of reality shows.
Where you got to show
the
work
and the camaraderie, the teamwork.
Where we would follow Gloria doing a photo shoot, but then also maybe, I don't know if you have a book out or whatnot, you know, signing, you know, those types of activities.
A cookbook, possibly?
I do. I have a cookbook, believe it or not.
Yeah. Everything we say is not by chance, I guess.
Evil.
We've got mounds of research over here next to no sleep.
That's funny. Yeah, I do have a cookbook. Like, a lot of people don't believe when I cook. You know, they're like, did you make this? I'm like, yeah. They're like, yeah, right. They start checking my trash. I'm like, you're not going to find, you know what I mean?
Right. But, crustaceans, wrappers.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So it's cool. Yeah, I do have a cookbook going on. But it would be amazing if they could really follow us, like, doing this stuff. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And actually showing us that we have lives and we know how to talk to each other. And, you know, we're not
civilized.
Just trying to. It's just, you know, and I wish they did that for all of it. But apparently that's not what people
For the benefit
want.
Of people like me, does it have a name? And is it out yet, or is it being written as we speak?
No, we have the manuscript out. Sorry, I was like, where'd that voice come from?
It was the voice of
that was God.
It was the voice of Phil God. Slash God.
Like, after God rained down on us.
No, it's the manuscript is out, but we haven't titled it yet.
Okay.
So yeah, we have some really cool publishers looking at it though. So
and it's not like we're critics or anything, but if you want to come cook for us, at
yeah,
one
no,
point,
seriously,
I don't know how to cook at all.
I make some good tamales.
I will
my
mom. She
said,
tamales.
Wait a minute.
Doesn't I say it right?
Wait a minute.
Tamales.
I'm Mexican,
tamales.
So yeah, that's all
tamales.
Good. That is all good.
Yeah, I do. I can do the Mexican.
Now, what
rice.
Kind of recipes can we expect in there?
Yes.
You know, it's a fusion between, because I'm black and Mexican, and then the co-writer.
Oh, my God. Look
you
at
know, my
love of the Mexican.
It's a very rare
it
mixture.
Is.
And when you find people who are that, it's like, we're family.
No,
my
neighbor.
They're like, what up, girl? You're my cousin.
It's like a culture. Yeah. Similarities or whatever. My neighbor is also. So the exact
black
same,
and
she was on Top Model one of the seasons, maybe three or four seasons ago. And I see her, and I'm like, wow, she does have this look that you know everybody.
And you just merged two cultures together.
And she's fun
and
too. It's not
you
even
get best of both worlds.
It
you
might
do.
Not even be that she's so hot. It's also that she's fun. And I think it is what you guys talk about. You know,
yeah,
hey
well,
now, hey
bring
now,
the flavor.
Watch out now.
So tamales. What else can
yeah,
we see
tamales,
in there?
And then you'll see traditional things like
still
meatloaf.
On the food.
I'm trying to get some cooking corner.
Are we getting hungry right now? I know it's almost noon.
That kettle corn is bomb. No, you all have like tamales, enchiladas, and then you have like meatloaf, and you know, we have spare ribs and fried chicken.
It's a fusion.
It is a fusion. Yeah.
But that's
like,
really how you
food,
probably
Mexican.
Grew up with both of those things
exactly.
on your table.
My
Same
mom,
here.
Yeah, my mom's is Mexican, but she, you know, my dad is black and he doesn't speak a lick of Spanish, but she learned how to make like peach cobbler,
right,
you know,
of
but
course.
Then would make like flan.
Right.
You know what I mean? So
for
it's like,
this side of the table.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to eat. So you got it.
Exactly. So she always used to fuse the two together. Yeah. You know, she would make like the, you know, a Mexican entree, but like a, you know, a soul food type of dessert.
So then would you say that you've done the same for your husband? Because he's Black and Italian.
Yes.
So did you have to learn Italian cooking as well for him?
I did. He does. And his mom, you know, was full Italian. So she did a lot of like homemade pastas and pesto pasta with chicken and that kind of stuff. So I learned a few of those. But he loves Mexican food. Matt will eat Mexican food three times
a
day.
Okay, so you're good.
Yeah, so
what's your favorite dish to make?
I love making tamales, honestly.
Oh, okay.
It takes
That's the most work.
It is. I'm saying it takes forever, but when I'll kill
you. Should have brought something this morning.
I know,
Jeez Louise, I wish I had known. I'd be like, tweeting you, bring up special occasion.
By the way, you know what we got to do? We got to do, what is it, Top Chef Cook-Off or something like that. It's basically everyone brings in their best dish and we all rate it.
I'll be a judge.
I'm going to lose as far as cooking, but I will be a judge. Yeah, I'll eat all the food.
You'll try it out.
Guaranteed. Going back to Basketball Wives real quick, I want to talk about the relationships with the other girls on the series. Do you have any favorites? You know,
Drea.
We all like Drea. You know, I to be honest, I haven't followed the LA season as much as I followed the Miami.
You're fired.
So walk out this door right now.
Now that I've seen both, I like it. LA. I think you guys are just cooler women, a little bit younger demographic, but you guys are more civilized.
Yes.
I mean,
not as much drama at all.
Full conversations without pulling each other's hair out.
Or throwing water.
Yeah, that's the worst.
That's throwing water, champagne.
Or being spit on. That's just crazy. Yeah, no, you know, honestly, that was my goal. When they approached me about doing a spinoff, I was like, yes. You know, and I had the opportunity to go out to different wives. A lot of them were reserved, though, because they saw the Miami show and they were like, girl.
We don't want to be
exactly.
A part of
that. Yeah. So, you know, so a lot of the women, and it was like Kristen Blake and Christina Ratliff, like, Laker wives, mm-hmm. you know, like Candace Fisher, that were like, okay, gee, if you want to, you know, and then they would see the show and they were like, listen,
don't want to have anything to do with
I
that.
Know we said yes earlier, but
to
you know,
but
exactly.
Yeah.
So, but on this show, we are younger, mm-hmm. and I love that we have our ups and downs, but we do hash it out civilized. You know, I like Drea. You know, we had our misunderstanding, and we, you know, we kind of had to figure out where each other were coming from. But I like Drea ultimately. She's doing her thing now too.
Right.
And Malaysia, I just checked on her. I saw her for like a half a second at All Star. And of course, my sister. You know what I mean? My sister is my
That's
sister.
That's got to be pretty cool, though, to be able to film with your sister.
It's cool.
Yeah,
I was seeing some of the posts. She lost a great deal of weight. I say that as a compliment.
Yeah, sure. No, she did.
I don't know if that's politically correct. I used to be 310 pounds, so I mean, I'm
you
just
did?
Saying.
Yeah, yeah, he did, girl.
So
and he
I'm saying,
doesn't he look amazing?
Yeah.
I feel like I was gaining it back for a second. But I definitely have. Did you hear that?
You did.
Erica, take it away. I got nothing else to say.
And he's blushing.
Look at that. No, you do. You look great. I would have never, if you would have said that.
No,
crazy.
But that's great because I think your sister has some type of fitness thing as well, right? Or is that something that you two are doing?
No, she's doing her fitness DVD as well. My fitness DVD is Hill Hop Fitness, and it's working out in heels because every woman
can't
wears
wait.
Heels.
But that's how you get those good calves.
Yeah,
and the core.
Exactly. And standing up straight. Yeah. I mean, the whole. And
we're
going
to have you show us some moves later.
Thank God I wear flats.
We have a dance floor.
We wear the same size shoe. You can borrow mine.
Oh, I forgot. You did do my shoes.
That's
right.
I know your shoe closet.
But yeah, she has a fitness DVD. And it's funny because I used to tease her because she has four kids. And in every episode, you saw her getting smaller and smaller and smaller. And now she's like back to her normal. And that girl, she loses 90 pounds in like 3 months. It's unbelievable.
Is she just driven?
Jeans.
It's just her metabolism.
Genetic.
Because she would eat a cake when she's pregnant. Like, no, and
I'm
not even like, you know, dogging her out because she knows this is true. Like, she would literally, she'll slice a cake and she'll give me a slice and she'll keep the cake.
I swear
on my kids.
Wait, she'll do it. Say it again.
Unbelievable.
You got a whole cake.
We got a whole Safeway cake. This is why. And this is the Bay Area.
Take me here. Bay Area.
And it's a chocolate, it's a double layer chocolate fudge cake. It's our favorite because I love it too. She'll give me a slice. The slice is like about this big. And she'll take the rest of the
cake is hers.
And don't ask for any. She'll take the gallon of milk and she's in heaven. And she, that's what she'll do while she's pregnant. And I'm telling you, weeks later, she'll be back to her. I'm like, God, jeez. I hate you.
She's working out. She's eating healthy after the pregnancy to lose the weight.
No, personal trainer.
She's eating whatever she wants still.
Whatever she wants.
Oh,
and she nurses.
Fair.
She nurses.
Oh,
so that's not fair. Exactly. That's what I'm telling her. I gained 100 pounds. Seriously, it took me like 2 years.
You gained
100
pounds with the twins?
I did. Yeah, wow. It took me like 2 years to lose it, though. If she'll lose it in like a month, I'm like, I hate you. It's fine.
Yeah, it's, I have
she's
no
got a little
kids.
Hater in her too.
I do. That's my sister.
You're the real
like,
hater.
I can't believe it. Right? Yeah, no, but she knows. She knows. She has that metabolism. Like, it's bananas, but... Yeah, she
well, you
looks
guys have
good.
To do like one workout video together.
Yeah, I'm gonna make her get in that heels too, because she wears crazy heels. You thought my shoe closet was ridiculous, girl. And we wear the same shoe size. So I go to her closet, I steal her shoes.
Yep.
And I'm like, she hates it. She just saw me at All Star and was like,
"Are those my shoes?
Are those
my shoes,
girl?" She's like,
"Well, anytime you have
I'm
siblings, you have to like evaluate. Okay, what are you wearing of mine? Let me
check.
Exactly.
That's
got
what
my earrings on.
Yeah.
Is there like? I mean, obviously, you said you had whatever on the show, but is there like a sibling rivalry or
how competitive? With
how
each
similar
other?
Or mm-hmm. different are you guys? Is there similarity? What are the similarities and what are the differences?
Oh, so we're really similar in terms of like we both love fashion and style. And,
okay,
you know, being a mom, that kind of stuff. But we're so competitive with one another. Like we both played basketball in high school and in college.
Yeah. That's what Erica wanted to touch on, because a lot of people may not know. What's her background here on the...
So you're a basketball coach, a high school basketball coach, and your team actually just went to the playoffs.
I know.
Unfortunately, we did not win.
I know.
It's okay. So tell us about your history playing basketball. Okay. Actually, you went to college with one of my... childhood friends.
Oh, really?
Who play basketball as well.
Oh,
so
cool.
He always talks about you playing basketball.
Was it your childhood crush?
He's my childhood friend.
Look at Ronnie trying to stir up drama.
Just because she's here, we could also go gossipy on you if we want. No. Is this a loving basketball type thing going on? I don't know.
You'll get her in trouble.
Right? I don't know. Just kidding.
I figured I blushed. You got to as well.
Okay. The blushing is over. You can't tell anyway, but whatever. So you played basketball in college, and people always like are very surprised. And you also coach. So tell us about your coaching and your playing in college.
Yeah, I mean, playing in college is amazing. You know, I mean, and this is what's funny is kind of going back to my sister. My sister played in college, and she had the opportunity to go overseas. So she was a better player than me. But like when it comes to coaching, I'm a better coach than her. Like, so, you know what I mean? So we kind of like, but she wants to coach, and I'm like, ha ha ha.
Well, it requires two different skills. Like, not everybody's meant to
teach.
Exactly.
Yeah,
but it was cool coaching. It was my first time ever, and I coached varsity girls basketball at Palos Verdes High School, and we did amazing. You know, we went to the quarterfinals. We came in second in our league. You know, we only came in second because we tied technically. But I mean, it was cool. No one ever expected us to make it that far, especially with me coaching.
I know,
you know, everyone
basketball
was like,
wife, basketball
exactly.
coach.
But it's kind of fun. I love surprising people with that. You know, that info. Like,
so
when
were
people,
you asking your man for like tips how to coach?
It's
the
funny.
Girls?
He used to come to practice. He used to come to practice.
What a treat for the girls.
Nice little credibility right there. Yeah.
You know, he told me that you guys did.
Right, exactly. And he used to show me like drills and that kind of stuff. And he really got into it. Like at first he was like, "What are you doing? You don't have the time. Like, are you crazy?" And then when he started going, he would like come home and draw up plays and stuff for me. It was funny.
You make time for what
he got into. Real loving basketball. Now I know why people hate on you, because you got it all. It's like,
but you guys have that like connection. You guys have been together forever.
Well, I've known Matt since I was 12, and yeah, we've been together.
They weren't together when she was 12.
Right.
Oh. Like 18.
I would have hoped not.
Nice.
Right.
I asked that question before. I had to clarify that.
No, because he's 6 years older than me, so he was 18, and I was like snot-nosed with braces. It's fine. But I've known him for a while, and we were together for 5 years. Obviously, we went through a split, which was like, we begged to differ, but apparently to him, it was 6 months, and I think for me, it was like 8 months. So we like go back and forth.
We're on
like,
a break.
I know, right? No, it was a break.
Right.
It doesn't count. Right. So we, you know, but yeah, I've known Matt for a long time. And we do have that in common, because when he comes home, like even last night, I'm like, you know, let me tell you. I watched your game. You missed that free throw. You need to bend your knees. I know you're tight. Like,
so you're critical.
Like, as soon as he comes home, it's funny. He's like, all right, let me have it.
When he steps out, he's representing the family on the court.
That's
is he not?
Him. I'm like, yo, listen, you got to come, you know, you got to bring the heat. Don't play. You know what I mean? Like, don't play.
He's like, well, if you wouldn't have made those tamales, I would have had some energy.
There it is there. Yep.
In the itis.
There you go. I like that.
Yeah, no, so he's fun. It's funny.
I got to ask you, though. So when he comes home, meaning that you guys are home together now.
Did I say that?
You
I
did
that.
Say
yeah.
that.
You guys are
please elaborate.
Yeah, we split, you know, and it's funny because going back to how, like, we were saying how on the show they show stuff. You know, they show me closing the door on him. I'm like, that is not how it happens. I'm like, that is so disrespectful. And we had our time, and our time spent was very interesting. Our time spent apart was very interesting. But yeah, you know, and then. Sorry, I just had to laugh.
She's getting
at that.
Choked up.
It's a relationship. You go through makeup breakups.
That's what I love.
The strongest relationships go through all that.
We have been up and down. I mean, it's been an emotional roller coaster. You know, people don't necessarily understand what it takes, you know, and we've been on 5 different teams in 5 years and moving across country twice with kids, you know, by myself. Just graduated college type of thing. So we've been through a lot. And but yeah, we're working things out, you know. And I say now that we're dating, it's funny because we'll go on like movie dates and we'll go to dinner.
Oh,
and,
I love
you know,
that.
So and we
sweet.
Moved separately.
That's how you keep it spicy.
It is.
Start from
nice.
Scratch almost. Right.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what we're working towards now. And I mean, he still has his own spot and I have my own spot with the kids. But, you know, he spends more time over and that kind of stuff. So we're kind of rebuilding that, like the trust and the fun and the fire.
You're doing what's necessary.
Having a good time. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, because you guys were engaged and you're not right now.
Right.
But if you do want to re-strengthen the relationship, you've got to go through those necessary steps and measures.
Absolutely.
And that's what you guys are doing.
And their life is like no other in the sense that, like, you know, you guys are not 9 to 5, you know, Monday through Friday, you have different obstacles. So for them, for you guys, if it works to do this, let, you know, VH1 fans, let it be, you
but
know?
Yeah. They're not forcing it. That's what I love.
Right. Yeah.
Well, you have talked about that. You've talked about the dating thing. Like, go back to step one.
Exactly.
I mean, and that's exactly what she just said. And you guys haven't talked before, so that's actually. So this Latina thing is really something.
It's working out for you guys.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, but it's important, you know, especially with kids. You know, we had kids early on. We had kids. We got married. We got engaged 8 months. Don't choke over there.
Freudian slip.
I know, right?
Freudian slip over here.
We got engaged like shortly, like 8 months into our relationship. And then we got pregnant like 10 months into our relationship. You know, so everything has been on a fast track for us, you know. So now we are going like ultimate slow. You know what I mean? Like seriously, like movie dates and, you know, calculating, you know, can you fit me in your schedule? I'll pick you up.
Right.
For, you know, that
nice,
kind of stuff.
Nice.
Like the old school.
And you're just as busy, if not even more than him.
Poor thing. He didn't realize it. He was like, where you go? You got, again? You leave? I was like, yeah, I got things to do, boy. What's wrong with you?
And you know what's funny is that him being an athlete, you would think that he has this sports notoriety.
Mm-hmm.
But someone like me who doesn't necessarily watch sports, I now know who he is because of you. You know
Boom.
What I'm saying? Like,
there
you merged.
Hey, Matt, check that out.
I watched
out.
The reality
Repeat.
Show, so now I know.
Wow.
It's the opposite for men, but as for me, I'm like, oh, I know you. You're Glorious Boo.
Yeah, that's
what you're calling him?
Right.
I'm just saying.
Ouch.
Mr. Galvin.
Whoa.
You know,
you
I'm just saying.
So
just
I'm
kidding.
Saying.
Really?
Yeah.
A little bit.
I love it. Yeah, no, it's cool. It's definitely both of us have brought, you know, him being on the Lakers now, especially, and being on the show, both of us have brought each other's, you know, notoriety up.
Right.
So it's cool, you know, we have each other to thank for that.
And out of all the teams, he's on LA.
Right.
What?
And a lot of athletes are, you know, crossing over and they want to do a lot of entertainment things of their own.
Right.
How is he with that? Is he a shy guy or does he like doing this type of stuff? You know, do you guys go do your own reality show later on? Just the two of you? I mean, how does that work? Where's his level of entertainment?
Well, we've talked about not making our relationship the centerpiece of next season.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just kind of like really, I think we have to answer questions because we obviously, you know what I mean? They showed me closing the door. So we'll entertain that part of it, but we're not going to make it the focus of, you know what I mean, the season. But he is very interested. We actually just talked about what he plans on doing because he turns 32
nice.
In a week and a half.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
We have to celebrate.
I
Where's
know.
The birthday party here.
He's in Timberwolves.
After Buzz.
I know.
Well, you're reaching, but okay. Sorry. He's a ball player. I don't know about that
one. I bet you we could get it live for you.
I know, right? I know, for real. But, I mean, he's really into it. You know, so, and unfortunately, being 32 and in the league is like being a dinosaur.
Being old,
it's right? So, we just talked about what he plans on doing, and he really is interested in becoming, not necessarily like a main mainstream actor, but he likes that. Like, he's done. He's actually in, what's that new movie? Act Like a Man.
Act Like a Man. Yeah, by Steve Harvey.
He's got a role in
there? Yeah, it's very short.
Think Like a Man.
Think Like a Man.
Act Like a Woman, Think Like a Man is the book.
Right.
Think Like a Man is the movie.
Yeah.
Didn't we even see him on American Idol, too?
Yeah, with 15.
He was on American Idol. He wasn't rapping, but he was.
Right,
he
was a contribution to American Idol.
He was like dancing or something.
Yeah, he got out there, yeah.
He became a video girl for 1 second. I don't know. It was just interesting. I don't know. But I was like, there he goes.
That's funny. He was on there. But he's definitely not shy when it comes to cameras. And he's actually pretty interested. But he wants to do more producing kind of behind the scenes.
That's where it's at.
There you go. So, yeah, he's into it. But our own reality show, not so much.
No. Nick and Jessica.
No.
Point two.
Oh,
or
right.
Nick and Vanessa.
No, honestly, I think my kids need their own reality show. Because
They're funny, you said. They're twins.
They're hilarious.
And you said one's sensitive and the other one is...
acts like me.
Oh, okay.
Well, she said they almost are like separate. Yeah.
They're hardcore.
He's like uber hardcore. You could, like, even Matt will say this. What? Isaiah is my little, like, cuddly, loving teddy bear. Like, he acts just like Matt. And then Carter's like more like,
What'd you say, Mama? Give me this.
Okay,
Mama, why are you trying to play me?
Yeah, no, he's for real. Like, he'll tell me if I'll ask him to do something, he'll be like, Mommy, it's my world. And I'm like, you little disrespect.
So he bullies everyone in the house.
I get punked all the time.
How aware are these two kids of, like, you know, who their parents are?
They think it's hilarious. We went to SeaWorld, and Matt was asking, like, being bombarded to take pictures, and they were like this.
They'll be like,
Isaiah was like, come on, Carter, we gotta take another picture.
Now, can I ask you, are you a timeout mommy or a spanky mommy?
I'm a spank that mommy.
There you go.
That's that black skin in her right there.
But I count to three. I do. And as soon as I get to two, I go one. And it's funny because I actually just tried this on my girls at basketball.
Like,
I don't know what I was thinking.
We're 17 years old. Excuse me.
They're looking at you.
It's the wrong place.
I dare you.
I asked her to do something. I was like, can you get the balls? And she was like, she was just taking her time. And I was like, one, two. And she was like, what are you doing? And I was like,
my bad.
I thought you were my kid. I was like, ugh. But yeah, no, I count to three. I never get to three. But when I do, like, I spank them. Yeah, and they fall. Oh, you would think that I just.
Isn't that weird that it's almost not politically correct to say that? Our whole group here, we're like, yes, spank the kids,
whatever.
That's how I was. No, I was.
All
beat.
Of us, yeah. Well,
I can't say that.
My mom got in there. She went in.
My dad would let us know the value of a dollar like you would not believe. Right. So we
you
would get the spanking. No, it wasn't even just the spankings weren't the worst. Yeah, he would get like money and rip it up in front of us so we would know the value of a dollar. He would have us do chores. So getting in trouble was not restriction. That would have been really nice.
Your phone. Oh, my Lanta.
Would have been nice.
Do you take away their iPhones when they're bad? No.
or their fake phones.
Give them chores because it trains you well. Trust me. I make them do
like clean up and that kind of stuff. Put your dishes in the sink. Like, they got to do all that. You know, pick up your toys. Put away. Yes, absolutely. Now, I can't relate in terms of, because I'm the youngest of nine. I have six brothers and two. Yeah.
Somebody was getting it.
Yeah, right. Sometimes I'm black and Mexican.
You know?
For real.
Get that passion.
Right. But I'm the baby. I never got spanked.
Because
your
parents
crazy?
Were tired. Yeah.
They were hurting.
They were expecting the older siblings to start looking after you. I got put in the dryer
and that kind of stuff. I didn't get spanked.
I'm the oldest, so I did put my siblings in the closets a couple times. Tied them up.
I got tied up.
Yeah, we do that.
Locked into rooms, all that stuff.
As the youngest, did you get into a lot of trouble? Sometimes the youngest in big families, they're not watched over.
I'm the youngest,
so you were able to do what you wanted, kind
of? My dad was very strict.
Okay.
Very strict. I did get kicked out of my house, though, twice.
Where's your dad from?
Ooh, what age?
Nebraska. Okay. 17 and 19.
What?
Yeah.
And where'd you go?
I moved into my own spot for a year.
What?
I know.
At 17
like,
years old?
Boom, I did.
What did
boom.
You do to get kicked boom. Out of
house? How did you was afford to have
no, believe
17?
This or not. I know. Well, my roommate was, anyway.
No. Your roommate was
no, cool? she was just my sister-in-law, so she moved in with me because she got kicked out of her house, too.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how we roll. So I didn't actually do anything bad. That was crazy. My dad was just strict. He okay. was like, so he told me I couldn't go to a party, my, you know, and I went to a party. And then when I came home, my stuff was on the porch. He Ooh. Was like, didn't I tell
good
you?
Good for you. Good for See? Him. That's good.
Exactly.
You got to go to those measures, though.
You do. Really do.
Like, my and mom it, was ridiculous. Like, I got kicked out of the house one time because I didn't pick up the husks for the tamales. Like, oh, speaking wow. of tamales.
Bringing
tamales.
It back around you to the tamales. I love it.
I didn't pick those up from the grocery store when she told me to, so my bags were on the porch.
There I'm know. Like...
so dramatic.
That's okay, yeah. No, but seriously, it's crazy. Like, my dad is, even to this day, but, like, he all he had to do was yell at me. I think that's why I do the 1-2, because mm-hmm. I know, yeah. like, you know. And they're more afraid of me than they are Matt. They kind of, they're like, yeah, okay, daddy. Because he's so, he's, oh, he's such
a teddy bear. Yeah.
Oh, it's terrible. I'm like, you
so you have to be the disciplinary.
His, yes.
What's going to happen when you guys have a little girl? He's going to be just a complete, like, softie.
Oh, he's going to probably puff. Get kicked out of the house. He'll be like, thanks, done.
Are you, do you want more kids? Like, do you foresee that coming up?
I do. Not right now,
It'll
though.
Probably just happen the way your busy life is
Because I'm
right
Mexican,
now.
Is that what you're saying?
Ronnie!
Stereotypes? Oh. Look at the stereotypes.
I'm about to turn
no. into
a
basketball. No. Unnecessary roughness.
Unintended. Unintended.
I'm with that.
No, I'm just kidding.
Wait, no, let me pour my AfterBuzz water on you.
Yeah, I
come from a Mexican family. There's lots of cousins, aunts, uncles, everything. I get it, but that is not what I'm saying.
No, I do. I want a little girl, but she's not going to, like, Matt is going to, I'm telling you, he's going to kick me out of the house. He's going to be like, thank you, you did your duties. Like, here's my princess.
Go do your show.
Yeah, exactly. Peace show. Out, lady.
Oh, and she would be adorable.
And I bet you the brothers would probably be really, like,
very
cradling.
Protective. Protective.
One of them would be Carter.
Carter would be the one with the attitude.
The Carter is actually, okay, I have to tell the story. I was holding someone else's baby, and Carter comes up to me and was like, mommy, put that baby down. And then he comes a little closer and he, like, puts his finger in the baby's face and is like, baby, you find your own mom.
Oh, no, Gloria, no.
I looked at my friend and I was like, there you go. And I was like, thank you very much. It was amazing. But Isaiah's super sensitive, okay. like, would love.
That's so crazy.
It's
they're
nuts.
Two different.
And they're totally identical.
Different.
Identical
yeah. mirror twins. So they're actually opposite. One's left-handed, one's right-handed.
Oh, nice.
Wow. Yeah, so it's crazy. But so they are opposite in personality. But, yeah, I want a little girl. Matt would love a little girl. Shoot me now.
Matt, are you listening?
I know.
come home from practice. We ready to start working on it.
It's not going to happen anytime
We have got 100
soon.
More things to talk about. Let's jump to a commercial. We'll do the Tweet Talk segment that Erica Renee Davis put together. Also, we'll look at some photos. And again, if you want to shoot us a phone call, Mari, Spicy Mari, let them know.
You can call us at 424-256-1729. Once again, that's 424-256-1729. Call us now.
All right. Let's hit a commercial real quick.
I had
we'll
to throw
back.
That out there, you know?
Yeah, awesome.
We could have some Hispanic
listeners. After Buzz TV. Hi, I was once like you, a lazy, angry loner whose only joy was watching TV and surfing the net. And like you, after I'd see one of my favorite TV shows, I'd be so excited and have so many questions that I'd actually have to talk to my douchebag coworkers about it at the water cooler. Then I discovered AfterBuzzTV.com. AfterBuzzTV produces after-show webcasts and podcasts for TV series of all kinds, like post-game wrap-up shows for all your favorite TV shows. AfterBuzzTV hosts are industry insiders who break down episodes of shows, take calls from fans, and interview cast and crew from each series, with over 60 different aftershows, from Boardwalk Empire to American Idol to Vampire Diaries to Real Housewives and more. Now, after a night of TV, I can ignore my stupid coworkers, who I hate, and go straight to my desk and watch or listen to all my favorite AfterBuzz TV aftershows and have all the TV fan interaction I need. Thank you, AfterBuzz TV.
AfterBuzz TV. What do you want to buzz about?
What's up? We are buzzing. We are binging. AfterBuzzTV.com. You're checking us out everywhere, iTunes, YouTube, the whole thing. Gloria hanging out with us from Basketball Live.
Yes.
And literally, today, Gloria, I feel like we're going beyond that show. You know, when we do the Basketball Wives recap show here on AfterBuzz, you know, it is fun to talk about all the craziness that goes on the show, but I like all the other stuff, you know, where you guys use this as a platform and you just grow. And that's what you're doing, because you got a lot of other stuff, like charities or whatnot. So let's do news. And usually the news is by us, the hosts. But let's we'll do the news. And this is going to be your time to kind of talk about all the things you're doing and your sister or whoever you want to promote. Okay, so let's hit the news. noise.
AfterBuzz TV News.
And our special correspondent, Gloria, is going to talk about her own news. So let us know what's up.
I get to talk about myself?
This yes, you do.
Kind of awkward. I do. I have to give special props to Basil Wives because it has given us a platform to launch everything we have going on. And I've taken it. I've really ran with it. So back to the news. Cookbook. Boom. Mexican, Italian, like soul food fusion. Hill Hop Fitness, again, working out in heels, which is, every woman does anyway because we walk in them. What else do we have going on? Oh, I just became a host to Backstage Confidential, which is a show now. It's going to air on Showtime.
Oh, nice.
It's 30-minute segments of me interviewing comedians. And we did Kevin Hart, and we did D.L. Hughley, and we're about to do Steve Harvey and Eddie Murphy and Whoopi Goldberg next month.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, so I'm really excited about that, and I'm really happy because now I get to be on the other side of the
She's
camera.
A host. I hope she wasn't judging our hosting abilities.
Actually,
I'm going to have to...
Get
it together, Ronnie. 40 minutes into the interview, get it together.
Welcome, Gloria.
So that's kind of cool. And then we have other things going on, hosting different events and obviously the show. And, I just got a role in Quick and Easy, which is Kevin Hart's new movie coming out in May. So,
oh my gosh, he has a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, he has tons of stuff going on.
He's doing Exit Strategy, too.
I remember seeing him at the Comedy Store years ago, and it's just hilarious. So great to see him grow
He's hilarious.
So you're working with him a lot because you just did an interview?
Yeah, I just did an interview with him. Yeah, now we're doing a film, Quick and Easy. And so, and different stuff. I'm trying to open up a shoe boutique in West Hollywood. So we're, but that's down
in
the future.
I would love that.
Are you designing your own shoes or?
Not so much. I'm just a shoe purchaser, actually. Yeah.
You'd be the buyer of the shoes.
I would. I would have to go to Italy.
If you need any foot models, let us know.
Will you guys be able to clear your schedule for that? Will you be okay with doing that? Okay.
Oh, thank you. So that's cool. So those are common summing things. And of course, my sister has a fitness thing coming out, DVD coming out as well. And
people are going to want to know all about that just because of her weight loss.
I know, she's lost. I'm telling you. She looks amazing. She really does.
I saw her picture on, there's a blog, hollyhoops.net, a friend of ours. And I see the photo, I'm like, that's wow, she
it's
really
the same person.
She
Isn't
got
that crazy?
She got it together, yeah. And losing a lot of weight gives you such a different mentality. Is she different in the mindset, even a little?
I mean, kind of, but she's honestly always been that tiny, though she's been pregnant for like 4 years.
She just got her groove back,
she did, Now,
I'm just capitalizing on the idea of what physical fitness does for you.
Yeah.
What I'm gonna tell you, when I was really, really heavy, I was driven, but when you lose weight, you are driven even more. And I imagine from what I've seen on her, seen of her on the show, we're just going to see even more positivity and direct just hustle, the whole thing. So.
And her and Gil are back together and working at work. So she's not, so she's got her own thing going on. I love that she's lost weight too and gotten back to where she normally is because that means that she went shopping.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And now we wear the
you
same
size.
Exactly.
There's a bond right there. Exactly. Yeah.
And she also is coming out with a clothing line for after pregnant women.
Oh,
there's that awkward stage where you're still frumpy. And you don't really want to just wear
We still want to be cute.
Exactly. Yeah. So she's just coming out with a line that, kind of helps women in that avenue.
There's a need for that. I love that.
It's crazy. Because, you spend 3 months, you're still losing weight, but you don't want to go with shot. She's definitely hitting that avenue, which
I'm
really
proud
of her for.
What stores will it be available? Do you know yet?
I think Nordstrom's.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
And I'm sure she'll tweet it out, too.
Nice.
So we'll keep you posted.
Right. Yeah.
So where can your fans find you at? I know we have your Twitter, of course.
Yeah.
But where else?
At Glow Go Van. And then I'm on Facebook. I have a fan page on Facebook. It's hashtag Gloria Govan and then hashtag Glow Govan. So I have a personal and a fan page one. And I'm working on my website now, which will be coming out hopefully very soon.
Hold on.
Project
One
Lace.
More little note to talk about.
Quasi.
Little bird just said
that.
PR is doing his job right now.
And then obviously I think what a lot of people don't see is that we actually are all philanthropists in some way, shape, or form. We give back. Laura and I went home and we gave back 300 turkeys during Thanksgiving. And we gave away 25 different kids in need. We gave them all presents for Christmas and that kind of stuff. And we do tons of giveaways on our Twitters.
I love that stuff.
And Project Lace is an organization that, that I'm involved with. And Lace stands for Loving Abandoned Children Everywhere. And it's just basically, we, you know, all of 100% of the profits go back to the communities, like on Skid Row and in communities that, you know, really could use the help. Mm-hmm. I mean, don't get me wrong, people around the world, kids around the world need that. But I think ultimately you really need to kind of go after the kids in your own backyard first. You know exactly. what I mean? And help out your own community before you start to try to branch out.
So what
out,
do you
go,
do
go,
for
go.
Them through this?
Like, we do different. Yeah, we do food and different events. We just had an event. It was a sketch comedy for teens, and we sent 30 kids out, and we paid for their food, and you know, these are things that they'll never get an opportunity to do, you know, and just kind of hang out amongst their peers and laugh and go to a teen comedy show. So we do stuff like that, and we take them on different adventures, you know, hiking, and we just spend time with them, honestly, which is honestly what a lot of kids I find
mentors.
Are just really are just really looking for. So.
Do you guys personally like take on one kid per like per person, or is it just like, you know, you kind of give to the whole group? Like, do you have like a personal mentee that you talk to or tweet or Facebook on a regular basis that's like your little sister or little brother?
Not just one person. We normally take
she
on like three
all.
People.
Okay.
We normally have like three, like probably three people, girls, a guy, you know. But ultimately we always try to, like when I do stuff, it's always about 15 to 20 kids that we hang out with. And, you know, right now they don't even, you know, at first it was like, oh my God, Gloria. And now they're like, what's up, G? You know what I mean? Like, they're like, what up,
so
girl?
When you get good with you, you call your G. Okay, we're still Gloria today. Hopefully next time she comes through, we'll be G. Well, that wraps up the news. I wanted to just do one little definite.
Oh. Really quick, we have to interject because it was just told to us that Project Lace, yes,
that's
that,
right.
That Gloria is responsible for bringing awareness to the organization and raising funds.
That's it. We did a fundraiser we raised $2,500.
Let's keep going, which
isn't like crazy, but you know, for kids who don't have anything, that's a lot, and we could do a lot with it.
So if people wanted to give back, what would they do?
People donate like online right now. Project Lace.
You can go projectlace.org, and you know, there's a donate button there. And again, 100% of the proceeds go back to our communities.
Nice.
We have no employees or overhead. Everyone we deal with are volunteers. Even, you know, the Doctors Without Borders, everyone volunteers. So we have, you know, we're not paying our CEO and that kind of stuff with the funds. You know, everything goes back to the kids. So absolutely.
ProjectLace.org.
That's
boom.
It.
Boom.
Boom. We will do tweet talk. Boom and bing. We'll do tweet talk in a second, and then we'll do our photo gallery. We'll just put up some pictures, and we'll comment about them.
Okay.
In the meantime, I want to do one quick, like, definition of a basketball wife, because there's been, like, different opinions of it. You know, Lala had done a lot of radio interviews, and the media tried to like make her say bad stuff possibly, which I don't really love, but there was that. And then Mika Claxton, who was on one of the seasons before, this is not the definition of a basketball wife.
No.
I don't really care about all the bad. Yeah. Just tell me, what is the definition of a basketball wife?
You know, I think a basketball wife, honestly, how would you define, seriously, because it's so much. I think that, you know, we're honestly misunderstood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we do spend a lot of time, and I think people are like, oh, well, you guys get to have Fendi bags and do this. And you're like,
oh God,
listen, I will give you this Fendi bag if you want to spend a day in my shoes, you know?
Will you give me your Fendi bag?
Absolutely. I don't have one, but I would give you. Yes. That one is very special to me. But like, come back.
You're a woman and a wife, or a girlfriend, or a fiance. You're a woman just like any other woman. You just happen to be with somebody with a specific profession.
And you know, honestly, we're not groupies. Everyone's like, so did you meet Matt in the club? I'm like, no, honestly, I've known Matt for like 18 years. You know what I mean? So I think ultimately we are women. You know, we're women who we know, you know, and we know what we like. You know, I myself am attracted to competitive men.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, and just in all aspects
played,
of the word.
And
I play ball,
too,
you know, so just being competitive myself. But I think ultimately you can't really define a basketball wife.
Right. And that's why we watch the show, because we want to see each and every.
But see, I, you know, and not to like bash Basketball Wives a show, but like honestly, I don't think it gives a true look into our lives. You know what I mean? Even getting ready for a basketball game is a chore. You know what I mean? Like, you can't just go like this.
Yeah.
Like, you have to, not only do you represent yourself, but you represent the team,
right.
the league, your man, you know, your kids. You know, so you have to come, like, it's a chore to get ready. You know, we gotta do our hair, our
makeup. But is it fun a little bit? I mean, it's a chore, but it's kind of glamorous.
There's highlights, but there's probably more to it.
Exactly. It's fun. I would hate to be like, it's just it's fun when you get there and you could be all cute and that kind of stuff, but people don't understand. It's kind of like red carpet. You know, when you get there, you're having a blast, but you spent all day getting ready.
The work to get there. Yeah. It's like, exactly. To put my makeup on. Everything's a process.
Yeah.
So there are the highlights, and obviously we talked about some of the low lights in the sense of Twitter and the bashing that goes on or whatever. You kind of talked about how you deal with it. Do you also, just as the camaraderie factor, do you have like some hurt for like when Vanessa Bryant,
not to cut you off, Ronnie, I've had a caller, we've had many callers calling in and things like that, and I've had this caller on hold for a little bit.
It must have been my Spanish shout out to the number.
Hello, caller, are on. Hello.
Hello, how you guys doing?
Hey.
Great, how are you?
I'm sure you want to ask Gloria Govan what's
what. Who are we speaking with? Announce yourself.
This is Nick Perdue.
Wonderful.
Welcome, Nick.
Hey, Nick.
How are you? Now, forgive me because I haven't been watching because I'm at work right now. But, I've heard a little bit, and I just had a couple of questions just to throw out, just to see what, just to kind of cause a little controversy.
We're doing so good. If you're a hater, we're just calling you what? A confused fan.
Sorry, roll.
Go ahead, Nick, shoot.
Yeah, just kind of throw a little wrench in the situation. I just want to know, Gloria, what your take is. And I don't know if you answered the question yet or not.
I honored the question.
about the whole Vanessa Bryant thing, and about her, being in talks with Bethel Wise, and then, she turned them down and this and that. Like, how do you feel, if she was to get on the show or, kind of where she is now?
I like Vanessa. I think she's a great person. I think she's seriously misunderstood, and misinterpreted. But if she were to get on the show, I think for me it would be a great addition because I we get along and I talk to her and the girls and that kind of stuff. But ultimately, I think that she's in a no-win situation. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think she can get on the show and win and represent who she is and Kobe and at all, because people are just going to attack and, kind of go after the low blows and what Kobe's done, all that stuff. So I'm proud of her for sticking with her guns. I don't think that her being on the show would have been a good idea for her. Obviously it would have helped with ratings and, that kind of stuff. But me just knowing her personally, I'm glad that she didn't jump on. Because it wouldn't have been good. So
for her own personal insanity.
And
that's what
no
I was going to ask you. Like, you addressed your Twitter and how you handle it. Do you guys, as basketball wives within, the different other women there, do you have hurt or sympathy or pain for
Absolutely.
The stuff that they say about her? Because they really
They go
make
in
it
on
rough.
On V. Yeah. And they do. They go in. But, honestly, she doesn't have a Twitter. She's done very well in keeping social media, at an absolute zero. And, I think she's very well protected in terms of, making sure that she doesn't get attacked, or kind of visual, because that's hard. It really is. Like, to have all these haters and to say nothing but negative things about you is tough. And it can get to anyone. I don't care who you are. It'll get to you. So, I feel bad, but I'm glad that she's done, she's stayed away from it. Because if she knew, it'd be a different story. But I know she's definitely done her part to make sure that she is no part of it. And, Kobe especially, he doesn't have a Twitter. And because it would be overwhelming.
It would just be absolutely
overwhelming, and she would probably go bananas. So, I'm proud of her.
One last question.
No, I'm just kidding.
Make it good.
This is some stuff that I've heard. Of course, people talk about it, but a lot of the women on Basketball Wives aren't
wives.
Yeah,
I can finish that sentence for
you. How do you feel about there's been talks about ex-wives and girlfriends and this and that. So how do you feel about that label Basketball Wives when there's not any wives on the show?
Yeah, I think we could just change the show to I've been to a basketball game. It's fine. No, honestly, I mean, it's, like I was saying earlier, we had an opportunity to get a lot of wives on the show, but because of the misrepresentation from the Miami show, and this isn't like dogging them in any way, shape, or form, but, VH1 shaped the way they wanted to shape it, but because of that, a lot of wives have strayed away from it.
Portrayed negatively.
Exactly.
Nobody wants to be in that light.
And even now, no one wants to be on the show, let let alone, you know, I mean, represent the show or talk about the show, mm-hmm. because it is all pretty much all negative.
Yeah,
you know,
that goes back to production and network.
Exactly.
That's their responsibility.
And I think, but that's the part that people need to realize is that it's not us.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, we just kind of chill and, you know, we get put into situations and however we react. But ultimately, it's their finished product.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I think it's a bad representation of the real... you know, wives who have put in work, the mm-hmm. Cookie Johnsons and the Juanitas, you know, Jordans and, mm-hmm. you know, the Vanessa Bryants. It's a bad representation of them who've really done their part to be wives and supportive and that kind of stuff. But, you know, it's entertaining. You know, it's entertainment. And I think people need to, again, step out of the box and realize that. So
it's a soap opera.
It is. It's great, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think one day, hopefully, you know, if we can turn things around, I think we'll have a better representation and more wives will step up to the plate.
All right.
Good.
Sorry, Nick. I hope
Thanks,
that answered.
We appreciate you, Nick.
Gave you a novel.
Thank you for calling. We
thank
love you.
You.
Yeah.
Cool.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, man. All right. Let's jump right into Tweet Talk. You want to get that started?
Tweet Talk.
This is some stuff that, well, I'll let you explain it. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, Phil, let us know if we get another caller, though.
Will do.
Will do.
We want to dispel any myths out there that they have about Gloria.
That's right.
Well, you guys are so great at talking. I've been kind of holding them off, and I also know we're pressed for time. So
okay,
you know.
Okay, thank
we'll
you.
We'll make
Phil.
This fast.
Okay, real quick. Tweet Talk, and then the photo gallery.
So
go.
Ronnie and I have developed this little section called Tweet Talk. We've been stalking Gloria's Twitter.
Yes,
and
researching.
Stalking Gloria's Twitter, and we came up with some tweets that we want to ask you about. So
just have her divulge a little bit more on what she was thinking when she wrote them.
Yeah, what were you thinking when you
better
wrote
think twice again.
This tweet? Have your kids ever shit so bad that it made you feel like you had to take a shower? Fuck my life.
Yes.
Whoa, F-U-C-K my life, maybe?
I'm sorry.
I know it's the internet, but...
F-N-L.
No, okay, so honestly, Isaiah had the worst. I mean, and it was to the point, they're potty training right now. He locked himself in the pantry. Of all things around the food.
What?
Right? Oh. So I'm like trying to open the door and I finally open it because he's like, you know, holding up against it. And he is standing there and he's like, Mommy, I got poop.
Oh.
And I was like, I'm like, okay. And
where
then
the
I.
Food is-
yeah, exactly. But then I walk into it and I'm like, ooh. I was like, boy. And then he stands up and it falls out of his pants.
Oh, no.
Thank you.
Oh, no.
It falls out of his pants. It kind of got onto his shoe and
she's
his sock.
A mother.
And I was like, yeah. And then, you know, I'm holding him like this and it's drip. It's like pop. I was like,
what did you make for dinner that day?
I didn't do anything. I'm pretty sure we left.
This is a sensitive one to do this, right?
Exactly.
Sensitive
and
one.
He's always, and he, you could tell he just felt bad. He was like, Mommy, I got poop. And I was like, I was like, okay, whatever. But then he stood up. I was like, oh, I was like throwing up. So that's what I instantly tweeted that because I felt like I needed to get in the shower. I was like, that was just gross. It took like a box of wipes. And then I was like, went back to the Clorox wipes and like had to wipe down the floor. And I had to air out the, I was like, this is mommy for you.
Yes, that was a good mommy moment.
Like, yeah. I should have taken a picture, but I thought that was just
no,
so
thank
much.
You.
But they're so cute.
Yeah, don't tweet that
it.
Out. Don't tweet that one out.
Do
we have another
funny.
Twitter? We'll just do one more, one or two more.
Oh, I can do one of my juicy ones about the haters.
Yes. And then we'll do the photo gallery, and then we'll say thank you for hanging
Absolutely.
Out with us.
Okay, let me pull one up because I was getting on you earlier about people who are haters, and so let me pull to the. Oh, common sense is obviously not common. If you don't like someone, why follow them?
Yeah.
I really... So this has to do with people who are following you that are talking mess?
Yeah, this has to do with people not only who follow me, but, like, I'll go to their Twitter. Like, I'll look, you know what I mean, look at them before I decide if I'm going to go in or not. And they'll have, like, two followers. And I'm like... I'm like, really?
Like, they don't even
exist.
Exactly.
Yeah. And, you know, and I'll say, and I'll be like, listen, like, not to be cocky or conceited, but I'm like, get your weight up a little bit. I'm not, because I'm sure you want me to give you a shout out or you know, reply.
Or something,
and then you're going to get more followers. Mm-hmm. And I'm not, you know what I mean? Like, no, I had to work for my followers. You
right.
work for
there
yours.
You go.
Like, I'm not going
to
do that. So,
so
I,
they're
that's
hoping that you'll respond to them or something.
Yeah, that's what they do.
Exactly.
That's what they
People
do.
Are going to be like, oh, who's she responding
exactly.
to?
Exactly. You know, and then they'll go back to that person and help them out with followers. And then, you know.
They're probably stalking. Like, seeing different people with a lot of followers in order to try to build their
set. And I'll look a lot of times I'll look you know at their timeline and it will be they'll be going in on Rihanna, Nicki Minaj,
and Rihanna Kim responds like Rihanna and, will like you know curse I mean? You out on Twitter
yeah like, and I'm like so I'm kind of like all right
so it's, you it's gotta be tough though because you're like a real person and then when you get that you might want to just write something crazy but you, know? You gotta kind of
I do
kinda,
I always try to do my research
they always
you
know have a cartoon Chris Brown has
yeah, the egg, that kind of
Chris
stuff.
Brown has had problems with just writing, you know, his real natural yeah. opinions. Yeah. Or Ashton Kutcher, you know, like some people.
Yeah. So a lot of times I'll respond very general, you know, like kind of I'm not gonna mention you in this tweet, but you if you read my timeline, you know that's you know, probably yeah. to you. You know what I mean? So I'll
you went in on some people with 9 followers. You should quit because no one cares. Obviously, I'll pray for you.
Right.
You're going. You go in on folks.
I'll pray for you.
No, exactly. I'm like, listen, because people really do. And again, I'll go and all 9. I'll look at their tweets. They'll have 9 tweets, and it'll be all to me. And I'm like,
really?
Oh, you started they love, this
they
Twitter,
love you,
yeah?
In a way,
you know what I mean? That's
no,
insane.
It really
so
is kind of an obsession, a little bit, it, you yep. know?
It's kind of crazy.
They're taking the time out of their day. Obviously, they're not employed, or so they'd be working, right. and wouldn't be focusing on tweeting at you.
And someone started a website. Like, I'm like, it's not like a fan page, but it's like they, you know, it's like a mock of my like website. And I'm like, do you
wow.
know how hard that
that's
is?
Incredible.
Like, no. how much
that
time?
That person should be hired
for
a real job.
Yeah, me to do my website.
So you know, some stuff.
Hire that person for a real job. Let's take a look at some photos real quick, and that will wrap up the show here. Okay. We have a couple photos that Erica pulled up, and we're just going to kind of, you know, where you were at that stage. I'm not really sure what Erica pulled up.
Let's see what we got here.
And Phil's going to grab the photo gallery. Okay, here we go. So this is Erica.
Oh, this is this famous picture.
Yes.
Oh, got it. Yes, this is a famous picture. So I shot this picture and people are like, are you in bed? I'm like, no, actually I'm on my carpet. But someone got this picture and said that they slept with me because this was the picture that I had up.
What? Who was the someone who alleged this?
This guy. Damn, do I really have to give him a shout out?
No.
Okay, no, don't. Really. Like, no. You're right.
I mean, but like, it was like,
but
I'm sure
what,
it's been.
Thing, yeah.
Yeah, I've seen it. And I was like, really? I'm like, how do you say? Like, I got on clothes.
Yeah.
You know what
that
I mean?
Doesn't even look like a sexual shot.
Yeah. Like, it's not like,
that's
you know.
Saturday afternoon in my sweatshirt.
Like it's probably because it's not a professional, you know, like a,
it's
like
a personal
headshot.
Picture, it's a personal picture, right? It's a personal
so
picture.
That's just a weird, it's a weird like, mentality, yeah. though. That's
but
a very
it's kind of
weird
crazy.
Mindset to think.
Because I'm like, dang, that's great. Like, you know what I mean? So someone put this up on Twitter and was like, oh, I smashed. I'm like,
no.
Really?
Who
come on
does
now.
That
if I had
anymore?
On a bra
like,
or something, then maybe. But like,
but at the end of the day, you still like the picture. You know you look fly
you
in that
way.
You know, you're still kind of loving it. She's
yeah,
still,
you know, like, I mean, I get it. No, I'm just kidding.
I understand why they would want
to
claim it.
Right.
I think we got another one here. Let's see. Okay.
Oh, this is our first outing, Matt and I. It's like, this was the Drake after Grammys party. Yeah, and this is like our first outing. This went
was this
huge.
The one at Greystone?
Oh, yeah.
Was
yes,
it Club Greystone?
Was
Greystone?
Okay, yeah. This was huge because this was our first outing. This was when Matt and I, like, you know, again, a date night, which is crazy for us. So yeah,
I was surprised
with
this one when I saw this. I was like,
I was surprised how much heat it got. Like, it went everywhere.
Yeah,
I was like, sweet mother of Jesus.
You look
like,
good though. Look at you.
Yeah, thanks.
Like
the
fire.
The curves look so good.
Thanks. I did my own makeup. Boom.
Matt, you look good too.
Matt does that. He's in this whole European, you know, difference. You know, before it was like t-shirts down to his knees.
Oh,
now he's like,
God.
He's cleaned it up
I'm
a
hoping
bit.
That was part of your influence.
It was.
Yeah.
It was.
Usually
I
it
was
is.
Like, listen, if I got to clean myself up, you got to, you know, come on. Follow
good
along.
That's
so, yeah,
good
this is our first date out publicly, you know, or, you know. Enough where we knew media was going to be there, kind of thing. So yeah, that's our first.
And then it went viral.
And then
I like what you did. I like what you did with him and you too. It's working for y'all.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, there it is.
Look at those monkeys.
Which is which? Who's who?
So Carter is the one that I'm holding, and Isaiah's is the one that Matt's holding.
Oh, okay.
And we were in Orlando. This is in Orlando, okay. And this was when we were doing Basketball Wives Miami, that Miami show. And we were just we just posed.
Your favorite show.
It's my favorite, absolutely.
She
how'd
loves
you know?
It.
And they were young, obviously. You know, they're probably only like 18 months here, just walking kind of thing. But this was our first family,
look
like
at those
portraits.
Curls.
Right.
They had a head full of curls. It was crazy. So yeah, this is in Orlando. My first season of Basketball Wives.
Nice.
Yeah.
Does that wrap it up,
picture.
Erica?
Yeah, that's all we have.
Okay. I was expecting the Big Bird one.
I couldn't find it.
So
I'll show you.
What?
Awesome.
What?
No,
Gloria Goldman
like
in studio. Thank you so, so much. Did you have a shout out real quick before
yes.
we wrap up?
Hi to David in Kansas City with G-Foes, my number one fan in KK.
Real quick, your last bit of promotion. The yes. Twitter handle is what?
Is at Glow Govan.
Was Gloria taken? Or you just wanted to be cool?
You changed yeah. it, didn't you?
Maybe it's because you glow. She glows, so she was thinking. No,
glow. Everyone you know. Calls me Glow. Like, it's either G or Glow. I very seldom get people calling me Gloria. It's weird.
Oh, except for us. I just called her Gloria the whole hour. The whole hour.
I call her Glow all the time.
Yeah, all the time. She knows.
Thank you, G. Our Twitter handles, go ahead, Erica Renee Davis.
Yes, my Twitter handle is Erica Renee D.
Okay.
Erica, E-R-I-C-A.
I was worried. I didn't know how to say it, but you are having trouble yourself.
I can't spell my own name.
Is Gloria intimidating you in a way?
It's the water.
I'm so nervous. It's the water. Erica Renee D.
Okay. And Spicy, the spiciest chick on the West Coast.
Right. You can play with my Twitter at @spicy_mari. That's @spicy_mari. Tweet at me.
That's it. Mine is @ Ronnie Jr. Media, and we do hundreds of after shows here. So Basketball Wives was one that we do. We wanted to get a star from the show to come in, and we made it happen at an afternoon broadcast, which we usually never do. So thank you, Gloria, for making
that
happen.
Also, thank you, Glow.
To our publicity homie for making it happen, Erica.
Yes.
Am I right? All right, and an extraordinary job to Phil in the booth, because I know he's running around with next to no sleep to hang out.
Thank you, cool? The voice of God.
All right, there we go. Basketball Wives, Gloria hanging out in the G, hanging out in studio. AfterBuzz TV, we are out here. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
Boom.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.